Which fold to know could be the contacts will get close enough to allow a jump soon.
Nothing else to put in there?
This place is full of disposables, nothing really impact resistant. Best bet would be to shove a blaster in there. The steel they're made out of can take a lot of pressure before they give. Don't have anything harder than those.
How many extra do we have?
9. 7 handguns Doc and I salvaged and 2 rifles Mildred and I found down here.
Keep them. We might need something to barter.
But we'll have to leave one behind. Someone could dismount that 50 cal.
The doors on the gateway had almost succeeded in crushing the trenching tool by the time they slid the 50 caliber's barrel into the slot left open. It had taken a lot of effort to get the machine gun positioned inside. All the while, blue skeins of electricity arced across the contact points. Thin clouds of the mist twisted inside, and the glowing discs intermittently flashed briefly to life.
There, that should do it. But we can't stay here.
Maybe we could wait outside somewhere. If those soldiers do come through, we could leave them a false trail to lead them away, then circle back and use the Matrans again.
How many people did you see coming at the gateway back in New Mexico?
7. 8. Might have been more in the tunnel that made it through after we left.
The tunnel might not even have gotten blocked that well. Could be they're coming and going through there as they please.
And conversely, if we went back, there is the possibility that the tunnel is blocked. We would have nowhere to go. And even if we did, escaping across the desert with the mad major at our heels is not an event I would look forward to.
Okay. If we're going to do it, let's do it now.
How are we fixed for supplies?
Plenty of self-heats and ring pulls. We take too much and it's going to slow us down, though. There's also jackets. I didn't check the sizes as I went through the boxes, but I think we'll be in good shape.
Ammo for the blasters?
The people that put this place together had a siege mentality. They got ammo stored high and tight, and blades that you can carry and that you can conceal. I found a dozen pop-up tents that haven't even been taken out of the package. Looks like they sleep 4 if the people in them don't mind sleeping close. They're made out of nylon. Not insulated, but they'll be easy to carry. Sleeping bags and blankets, too. And there's backpack frames made out of aluminum.
Take 2 tents, a sleeping bag for everybody, and a couple of blankets. And as much ammo, self-heats, and ring pulls as is safe to carry, if we have to move fast and quiet.
Less than an hour later, the companions were ready to go. They stood in the mouth of the cave, looking down at the winter landscape. Night still hung over it, and there was no way to tell how soon morning would come. Jack had reported no movement except for a few nocturnal predators. Ryan shifted the backpack frame and tried to find a position where it didn't dig into his kidneys.
Jack?
Yeah?
You got the lead.
Without a word, Jack surged forward, disappearing into the lush foliage. Ryan went second, with Christy a half step behind him. Spread out enough that a surprise attack couldn't take them out at the same time, but close enough to talk without their voices carrying too far. JB brought up the rear. They moved down the side of the mountain at an angle, taking their time because a fall could result in a serious injury. The frost lay over rock and holes with treacherous smoothness. Ryan pushed aside a limb that was icicle-encrusted. The brush was so thick that it was hard to see more than a few feet in any direction. He was following Jack's footprints and realized then that if any of Burroughs' cold hearts did make it through the gateway after them, they'd be leaving a clearly marked trail.
You find out anything about that colonel while you were prowling his office, Christy?
His name was Walker. He was shot probably while he was at his desk. Not much else I learned. There wasn't much time once things started happening.
Walker? Oh, that journal I'm reading mentions a Colonel Henry Walker.
What did it say about him?
Man was hated by nearly everyone at the complex. He was a bureaucratic watchdog with his nose up everybody's ass. He flexed liaison muscle to get funding and extensions on project development and ran interference when there was a problem. A man like him in a position like that could make a lot of friends or enemies.
I surmise that the Colonel, given his grievous exit from this mortal plane, seemed to lean more in the direction of making enemies.
Well, the woman who wrote the journal referred to him as a cast-iron son of a bitch. He was more interested in currying continuing favor with government leaders than representing the project developers and supervisors.
Why, Mildred?
To keep his power and his position. Pretty obvious if you've been around the brown nose system. Of course, I'd understand you not really getting the full picture, seeing as how there's not much in the way of bureaucracy in Deathlands.
What about Burroughs?
Burroughs is the man who killed him.
Why?
You got to remember what it was like in the complex after the nuclear war. People were afraid of dying, but at the same time, they knew they couldn't go outside. So maybe they were afraid of living too. Very confused times. Adding to this was the paranoia of each department trying to keep its research secret. Days passed, then weeks and months. Things got crazy in here. They'd been set up to take orders and be responsible to outside parties that no longer existed. Burroughs took it on himself to get control of the situation. And he did. He tried to talk to people first. Then he started killing.
If Walker had access to a gateway, why didn't he just get out of there?
I don't know. Maybe right after the nukes fell, he didn't want a chance going through the Mattrans unit. An electromagnetic pulse bomb could have screwed up the atmosphere and signals for a while. 2.5 months into the big freeze, Walker got nailed by one of Burroughs' snitches about nosing into project development. Power was still on in sections of the installation. The woman writing the journal knew that Burroughs killed the colonel. Hell, everybody knew it. It let the complex know for sure that Burroughs wasn't going to cut any corners in his bid for taking control.
Ryan understood the methodology easily enough. When he'd been with the trader, they'd been attacked by road gangs from time to time. Young guys who should have had more sense, but they let themselves get cocksure following a would-be mercy who knew the talk and tried the walk. In the long run, it was generally easier to kill the one doing most of the talking, let the others know they were going to be dealt with seriously. Most times, the violence on the part of the road gang ended before their leader's brains hit the ground. Killing one could save a lot of lives.
Burroughs didn't know about the Mattrans unit or the hidden tunnel. Makes you wonder what kind of information Walker was keeping on all those computers in that room.
If the guy was able to keep everything that secret, you gotta ask yourself who he was working for. Especially since this isn't near Deathlands.
So Walker had a rat hole to bolt to if things got messed up.
I get the feeling it was more than that. Trader always said a man who worked his ass off to cover his tracks was probably planning big things. I'm betting they were big enough that he had a partner.
Whoever was around then is dead and gone by now.
Major Drake Burroughs isn't.
You really think he's going to send someone after us?
Hard to say, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. They'd been awake for more than 20 hours, and going from the desert heat into the chill was sapping their reserves. Still, Ryan was determined not to rest until he'd pushed them as far as he felt he safely could. He kept his friends moving for 2 straight hours before allowing a brief rest. JB had kept a close watch over their back trail. There'd been no lights, no signs of pursuit. The land remained broken and uneven, the terrain almost impassable. Bringing the wag out of the complex, even with its four-wheel drive capability, would be impossible, at least if they wanted to remain inconspicuous. The forest surrounding them was dense, almost virgin, and the wildlife was plentiful.
You feel it, lover?
What?
I don't know. Feels like the forest is alive around us, like it's watching.
You figure somebody's spying on us?
No. Can't explain it, lover. I just don't get the feeling we're welcome here.
We get plenty of that most places we go. I'd be worried if you got the feeling someone was going to roll out the red carpet hearing we come to town.
How far have we come in 2 hours?
Maybe 5-6 miles. Been hard getting that distance under these conditions.
And in that time, we haven't seen sign of a trail or civilization, past or present. How likely does it seem to you that Walker and his unknown allies would put in a hidden retreat so far from anywhere? Especially if they were doing computer theft or fraud.
Got no choice. We're in it now. We'll have to see it through.
Soon they got the hike underway again. 20 minutes later, they found the dead men. There were 3 of them. All dead for days, and showing the beak marks where the birds had been at them. But the carrion eaters hadn't been limited to the winged variety. The youngest corpse looked to have been in his teens, and the oldest perhaps 40. They were dressed in a combination of homespun clothes and manufactured coats and vests that had obviously been handed down a long time. Gray duct tape, repeatedly applied, covered both elbows of the youngest man's jacket.
Dark night.
Everyone, defensive positions.
They looked around, wondering if it was a trap they'd stepped into. The back of Ryan's neck prickled tight as he searched the darkness clinging to the forest.
Cover me.
These 3 men hung from the trees in a clearing that looked to have been used as a campsite. Upon closer inspection, the oldest and youngest corpse resembled each other enough to have been related. Ryan felt they were possibly a father and son, or brothers. The third man was black, but his right cheek was puckered and pink